We cannot let this day go by without notice. And I was watching the news this morning as they were reading the names in New York City. And I almost cried. There was a young girl, she was probably about 11, reading off, you know, maybe four or five names. And then she said, and for my grandfather.
God. We're down to the grandchildren reading the names of those lost.
Who I and my three sisters never got to meet, but we still love.
Ooh.
And then she read his name. And I was sitting in the chair in my master bedroom, and I cried. I cried. I was like, wow. Wow. Beautiful young girl, 11 years old.
My grandfather, who we never got to meet.
Who I and my three sisters never got to meet, but still love. And I cried.
Yeah.
Oof.
It's tough.
23 years ago today. I can't believe it.
And it's tough knowing that, you know, time and life march on. And so there is joy in life, and there are new babies and new grandchildren and, you know, who remember on this day, but then also family members who weren't even here.
So I got to think about it.
When we suffered that loss.
And I was thinking, I was trying to do like the rough math in my head. And I'm thinking, okay, so if she's 11 or 12, her dad is probably 40.
Yeah.
So at the time, he would have been a teenager. And his dad, their grandfather, would have been, what, 45?
Maybe, sure.
Maybe 50
And that was on the high end of those who we lost. I mean, you remember so many of those professionals were in their 30s, Scott, or some of them even younger. You know, I opened my email 46 minutes ago. And this was staring back at me, and I ask you, is this because so much time has passed or because companies just don't understand or care about the meaning of today because now the people in charge of things like PR don't remember 9/11, right?
Yeah.
The headline reads, pay tribute to loved ones, special offer for Patriots Day.
Excuse me?
Pay tribute to loved ones, special offer for Patriot Day.
What are they offering?
Well, I, as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, please God, tell me we're not doing a mattress sale for 9/11, right?
When did we start calling it Patriots Day?
It's been called that for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember and honor, it says, with custom art. This Patriot Day, it's time to remember and honor the loved ones and heroes who have shaped our lives. At this company, we believe in preserving those legacies through art. So we're offering a 15% off custom memorial painting so you can turn a cherished photo into a timeless tribute. Whether it's a family member, a friend, or someone who's made an impact, our artists will create a piece that captures the memory with care and respect. Use code PATRIOT15 at checkout.
Are you sure the code's not tone deaf?
Enjoy your 15% off. And I got to tell you, if you zoom in on this photo.
Let me see.
Yeah. What do you see there? It's a photograph that they've turned into art.
So it's a photograph that they turn into some sort of, it's not a direct photograph onto the canvas. It's a photograph that they turn into a painting, so to speak.
There's programs that'll do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we move past the idea that we have a sale on days that we commemorate the fallen?
Well, can we not say enjoy your 15% off?
We have Labor Day sale. Do we have a Memorial Day sale?
Yes, we do.
All over the place.
Yes, we do. It drives me insane. I mean, the idea that we have sales on a day where we honor the fallen, whether it's Patriots Day, September 11th, Memorial Day,
and honestly,
4th
a sale,
of July.
A sale for crap. I mean, Amazon stuff.
Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Veterans Day sales, that's right.
Columbus Day.
Well.
They all of them have sales tied to them.
Don't you think it's gross, though?
I think it's inappropriate.
That's the right word.
I mean, like 4th of July, if you got hot dogs on sale, that's one thing. You're catering to the people and what they want. I didn't wake up this morning and think to myself, man, I really want 15% off a painting.
I think it's more that the people who are now in charge of marketing look at the calendar and all of the different ways you could get more business. So okay, let's say there's like 14 holidays that are going to come into play. You got Valentine's Day, Grandparents' Day, you know.
Mother's Day, Father's Day,
Christmas. Oh, Patriot Day. Let's add that one. Sure. I think more it's people that are in charge of making these decisions now weren't here when those towers fell down. So it's, although if I was in charge of a company to give discounts out, I wouldn't say to commemorate the bombing of Pearl Harbor, take 15% off sheets and pillowcases.
And we don't do a D-Day sale. We don't say, hey, every June 6th, I believe it's June 6th.
Yes.
Hey, let's have a D-Day sale.
But it's also not an official holiday.
Neither is Patriots Day.
Right.
Holiday in and of itself is supposed to be a celebratory thing.
Yeah, it's more of a day of remembrance.
Correct.
It's a day of remembrance, not a holiday.
Well, you know, and I will say this. We were talking yesterday on the program about how MSNBC used to run nonstop, uninterrupted footage of the Today Show from September 11th, 2001. They've stopped doing that, sadly, about 3-4 years ago. Fox News this morning did a minute-by-minute play-by-play of September 11th, 2001. And I was reminded.
Yeah.
I was in awe.
Angry?
Yeah. Yeah. I was angry. And I remembered. You know, and it was shocking.
I think it's
23 years later.
Good to feel and remember that anger. We should be angry. I mean, I was watching a documentary that I came across the other night on the Boston bombing. I've seen several documentaries about that.
Yeah.
And I felt rage. It wasn't anger, it was rage. And I remember like checking myself and like stopping and thinking, you know, it's okay to sit in that for a while, but I should probably go watch my comedy videos.
Yeah, you don't want to live in that. You definitely don't want to live in that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a 9/11 topic today. I want to at least acknowledge what the day is. Somebody says, I'm surprised the sales today weren't 9 to 11% off.
Right.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's just not appropriate.
It's gross.
Yeah.
It's gross. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.